Blog Talk Radio.
Dead man walking. To the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last seven rules, and tonight he's going to try and make it rain.
Here comes the boom sound.
Welcome to another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with the Making Eight Rodeo Network as we are kicking things off for you Thursday. Boy, I got to tell you, we are raring to go here. Lots to talk about. You know, we talked about it earlier in the week, but before we get into all of the action, I want to tell you, we are here just outside of Tulsa at the Rockin' R Ranch. I want to thank our good buddy Brian for accommodating us here for the week and putting up with us, but we have had a fantastic time up here. We are gearing up and getting ready for the PBR Built for Tough Series coming back to Tulsa. The second half of the season is underway, and man, I'm telling you, I'm excited to see what's in store here for the remaining couple weeks that we have going into the PBR World Finals. So we're going to watch all the action get underway tomorrow night. Folks, we are one day away. Man, I'm excited. I'm ready for it. I hope you are too. But getting down to it, you know, we talked about it on Monday as the newsreels came across, the incident that happened in Missouri. And boy, if you have not heard it or seen it on the social media networks, oh, I feel bad for you because it has been posted everywhere. It's been on so many news stations, the Today Show, Fox News, you know. And originally I wasn't really sure how to approach this. You know, I wanted to make sure we were doing things correctly in the defense of the sport that we love and that we live every day. But, you know, giving a few days' time without making a knee-jerk reaction like we have seen out there, I think that we have got it down. And we want to hear your opinion. We want to hear from the barrelmen, from the announcers, from the fans. You know, I think it's really important for us to stand up and actually make a voice. I think it's important for us to say, you know, I was bothered by this, or I'm bothered now by the media coverage that it's getting and some of the accusations that are being made out there. You know, I think that those are the things that we want to know about. Rodeo is such a great sport. It's more than a sport. It's a livelihood. It's a lifestyle. It's a family event. You know, we bring our families to these events. We raise our families around these events. Compared to other areas in society, wow, you know, there's a lot worse places to be, my friends. You know, but I think it's a matter of interpretation, and people are so strong-minded, you know, in their own opinions, that they don't take a minute to stop and think about the actual reality of the situation. They get blinders on, and they run with it. They get tunnel vision. And a lot of folks have made some knee-jerk reactions out there, in my opinion, after sitting back for 3 days and watching this continue. I think that the sport needs to be made aware of what we can do to help support each other, because that's what we are as a family. So anyway, I want to take your calls. I want to take your questions. We've blown up the social media out there this morning, so hopefully we get some callers on it. And it doesn't matter what your place is in rodeo, whether you're a spectator, whether you're a rodeo announcer, whether you're a barrel man, we want to hear from you. So feel free to give us a call, 646-915-9940. Here's the deal, folks. You can choose to remain anonymous. We will not try to call you out. We will not try to pinpoint you either. We want to make sure it's heard. We want to make sure that your point of view is heard, okay? We're going to give you an opportunity to do that right here on the Make an Eight Rodeo Network and the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. So, you know, everybody sits back and they get so frustrated, but they don't speak up. Now's the time to speak, folks. We're not gonna point you out. We're not going to tag you in posts. We just want to hear what you have to say about it. We want to know what your thoughts are about it, you know? And what we'll do is as these phone calls come in, make sure to push 1 on your phone so we know you want to talk with us. We will just call you out by area code, put you on the line, let you voice your opinion, and then we'll discuss it, you know? Like I said, I just think that it's something that does need to be targeted because, you know, the rural media, as I like to call them, folks that don't understand rodeo are blowing this thing out of proportion, folks. They're taking it and running it in so many different directions, and they're running it with it as far and as wide as they can. I've seen all kinds of crazy accusations made by public officials, made by Missouri State public officials. I mean, it's absolutely insane. And I just think that, you know, we as a group need to sit back and say, listen, you know, this is the reality of the situation from my perspective. Whether you're a spectator, whether you're a barrel man, whether you're a rodeo announcer, athlete, doesn't make a difference. We want to know what you think about it. 646-915-9940. We're going to take your calls, folks. We're going to take a quick break. Phone lines are open. Feel free to jump on here. We want to hear from you. And now's your chance to be a voice for this sport. So stay tuned to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on a Thursday afternoon. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Sam Riggs of Sam Riggs and the Night People, and you're listening to the Make an Eight Rodeo Network.
Extreme Sports Medics, for the most in medical standbys. Extreme Sports Medics has it all. With offices in Kansas, Missouri, Ohio, Oklahoma City, and Texas, and can be licensed in any state. Contact Extreme Sports Medics for your next event. Whether it's a race or sporting event, company picnic or party, Special Olympics or Relay for Life event. One call does it all. Also providing certified medical bullfighters and specialty acts for your next rodeo. Extreme Sports Medics is proud to provide medical standby for International Finals Rodeo and the 2012 ACRA Medical Team of the Year. Also an official dealer for Two Bulls Sports Rub. ExtremeSportsMedics.com.
Humps and Horns Bull Riding Magazine, the world's largest bull riding publication, is now featuring barebacks and saddle broncs, as well as tons of information and articles on the extreme sport of bull riding. From the PBR to the MBR, and all occasions in between, Humps and Horns covers it all. Subscribe today for the low price of just $35, and receive a new issue in your mailbox every month for a year. Visit us at humpsandhorns.com, or call 866-464-6397 to get your subscription started today. Remember, if you like bull riding, you'll love Humps and Horns.
Partner, you know what time it is.
Are you crazy?
Let him out, boys.
The Make an Eight Rodeo Network is live, and I have got to tell you,
to be down here with good friends and have the support that we've had down here was just amazing.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Make an 8 Rodeo Network right here on KWBY, 107.9 FM and 98.5 FM. Live reports from rodeos all over the country, rodeo wrap-ups, and interviews with the top cowboys and cowgirls in the sport. Check out MakeAn8Rodeo.com for videos and links, as well as KWBYRadio.com, as we have teamed up to bring you the best in music and rodeo. Your source for rodeo news just got bigger. Making 8 Rodeo Network and KWBY. Only on Cowboy Capital, Cowboy.
Ball players down in Tennessee, they like their country singers, and they're all about corn fed farmers in Illinois. But anywhere you go, everybody loves a cowboy. Out in California, they like their movie stars. In the Carolinas, it's the boys and race cars. And where would Kentucky be without them good old plow boys? Well, just go to Dallas, everybody loves the cowboy. And what man wouldn't want to be John Wayne? And what woman wouldn't want to ride away? Up in the saddle, running the cattle off in the sunset with a real cool. Everybody loves a cowboy. Maybe there's magic tucked in his boots, or maybe it's the hat that makes him so cool, or it's something in his jeans, just like Gene and Roy. Whatever it is, everybody loves a cowboy. And what man wouldn't want to be John Wayne? And what woman wouldn't want to ride away? Up in the saddle, running the cattle off in the sunset with a real McCoy. Everybody loves a cowboy. What man wouldn't want to be John Wayne? And what woman wouldn't want to ride away? Up in the saddle, running the cattle off in the sunset with a real McCoy. It's that good old yes man charm that don't leave you no choice. Ain't no bull about it. Everybody loves a cowboy. Come on, pilgrim. Everybody loves a cowboy.
Hey guys, this is Luke Kaufman, and you're listening to the best in cowboy music on KWBY, the Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on a Thursday. And I'll tell you, we're getting excited. We got phone lines lit up here, so we're going to go straight down to them and check in with them. Going to check in with a longtime friend, folks, longtime friend of the show here, and we're glad to welcome him back here, Mr. Rob Smet. Rob, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, Scott. How are you doing?
Man, we are doing great out here on the rodeo trail, as I hear you are as well, correct?
Well, I'm driving down this strip of road you and I have been down before between Las Vegas and Kingman, Arizona, on our way home. That's That's what I'm doing.
Yes, sir. I believe you had to do most of the driving on the way home, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I believe I did.
I think I overdid myself in Las Vegas that trip, but boy, I'll tell you, we've had some good times. So what do you have going on this week, Ralph?
Well, I'm actually going to be in Payson, Arizona this weekend at the world's oldest continuous running rodeo right there in Payson. We've got one performance Friday, two performances Saturday, and one performance Sunday.
Wow. It's going to be a great deal. Now, you know, the PRCA is starting to wind down. There's only a few weeks left. What is your take on some of the things going on there in the PRCA as these guys are making that push for Wrangler National Finals?
Well, obviously, it's crunch time right now. Those guys that are in the top 25 are pinning their ears down, and then there's some of those guys that are probably from 30 on back. If they're 15, 20,000 out and don't feel they've got a shot, they're probably going home and going to, you know, recoup some funds and try and gather some more funds together to get ready to go to the winter rodeos.
That's right. That's right, man. There's so many of them going on, too. Well, Rob, I'm really glad that you've taken the time out here to call in this show while you're traveling down the rodeo trail. Obviously, the big topic of discussion, and not just in rodeo, but also in the mainstream media and everything else, was the situation that happened in Missouri over the weekend. Do you have a comment about it?
Well, you know, I think it's ridiculous. I've been in the business for 30 years fighting bulls and have been blessed to have worked with guys from Quail Dobbs and John Taylor to Butch Lemkuhler and Bobby Toad Cook and Ted Kimsey and Leon Coffey. And, you know, that act that he did is a skit that has been done around rodeos forever with Bill Clinton, Ronald Reagan, George Bush, Jimmy Carter. You know, they go out there and they prop the supposed dummy up out there in the arena, and when a bull gets close, obviously to the fans' surprise, the dummy takes off running.
That's
true. You know, they're making a lot more out of this than what's there. I mean, you see it every night.
You're
on right. Jay Leno and Jimmy Kimmel, and you know, all the way back to David Letterman's and all of those kind of shows. They've been making fun of presidents and public officials forever. It's not a big deal. It's a joke.
You're right. You're absolutely right. You know, the thing that discouraged me is anymore, you know, originally when it was originally posted, they were saying that it was something that, you know, kids should not see something like that happen to the president, quote unquote, you know, that type of thing. They thought that it was just, it was very inappropriate, that type of thing. Even though that this has continued to go on, and not just in rodeo, but all these other acts. But now it seems like they're trying to reach out and find any excuse they can to make this a hot topic, and they're even using the racism card. And I don't understand that at all, Rob. I mean, I just don't understand how people can twist this story into something that is absolutely not.
You know, cowboys aren't racist. That's not the way it is. We learn to play with, you know, with everybody, and we go
That's
from
right.
one end of the United States to the other. You learn to make friends with the people that are good to you. And, you know, and that deal that they're using about that they're throwing somebody's kid off, well, I'll tell you what, if your kid doesn't realize that that was a dummy out there and not a real person, then, you know, we've got problems there too. Like I said, they're just making a mountain out of a molehill.
You're right. You're absolutely right. I agree with you, Rob. And, you know, the thing that really, I mean, the announcer underwent so many scrutiny, and you're an announcer yourself now. I mean, I don't understand it. He's actually felt like he needs to resign now from announcing. What is your thoughts on that?
Well, and I just heard that, but I also, you know, I don't know that I know enough about all of it to just sit
right.
there and either blast at somebody or defend somebody. Now, I defend Tuffy. That was an act. Just like the PRCA jumping in the middle of the mix. First of all, the PRCA should have never said a word. It's not their association.
Right.
But
I agree.
You know, you know, like I said, it was an act. It was a skit. Let it go. And the more credence that we all keep giving to it, you know, then it's like, well, what are you trying to hide? Well, they have nothing to hide.
That's right. That's right. Well, you know, I just think that, you know, and I try to look at the positive light on thing, and I think that maybe a lot of folks now will actually take a look at rodeos, hopefully getting a better understanding, and that's what we want to do here on our show for those that may not be, you know, rodeo fans per se as of yet, but they're tuning in because of this media blast that's been out there, is to make them understand that, you know, I mean, rodeo is so much more than that, and when folks buy a ticket, they don't go to see a barrel man. They go to see the rodeo action. And, you know, if they can get a couple, you know, laughs out of the show and walk out of there with it being such a dangerous sport all the way around in all of the events, you know, it's a good thing. And I know that as an announcer and as barrel men, you know, that's what you guys look to do, is to educate and entertain. And, you know, but you know as well as I do, when you have you know, whether it be 50 people or whether it be 5,000 or 50,000 people there in that arena, you're not going to please everybody either.
You're not. You're not going to please everybody. Every once in a while, you're going to have somebody who goes, oh, that isn't right. Well, if the majority of people are all laughing and you have 95% are laughing and there's 5% that aren't, unfortunately, I'm sorry that on that certain situation, you didn't laugh. I'd like to think that somewhere through the night that guy entertained you.
That's right.
I guess that's about all I got on it.
Well, I'll tell you what, Rob, I certainly appreciate you taking the time out to call us, like I said. And, man, talk to us about that rodeo you were at this past weekend. I heard that was a pretty good one up there in your neck of the woods, right?
Well, we were back up there in Klamath Falls, Oregon. You know, it's the alfalfa growing capital of the state of Oregon. Jamie Berg puts on a real good rodeo there at the Great Northwest Rodeo there in Kay Falls, along with their fair. We had a real good time. And then I got to go up and I went and visited my mom for a couple of days and took my daughters, Sammy and Josie, out to dinner and got to go spend a little time with them. And now on to the next one. The road goes on forever, and the party never ends.
Yes, sir. So when are you going to make it back to Abilene?
I'll be home. I'll leave Sunday night just as soon as the rodeo's over for Payson, and it's about 700 to the house, so I should be in there sometime Monday.
Well, good deal. Well, good deal. Well, listen, Rob, safe travels. Definitely appreciate you calling in as always, man. Don't be a stranger. Check back in with us.
All right, buddy. God bless. Have a great day.
Yes.
Tell everybody
yes,
out there
too.
Hello.
You betcha.
All right. Thanks.
All right, guys. Of course, that is five-time world champion bullfighter Rob Smets. Great, great point. But, you know, we've got more callers on the line here, so let's go ahead and see if we can't jump down and take a few more. 208 Eric Choate, you're on the Let's Out Rodeo Show.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. This is Don Jesser, pro rodeo announcer. Rob Smets and I go back a long, long ways. He's a great guy, and I was just eavesdropping on your conversation. And, you know, Rob's a great ambassador to the sport of rodeo, and he's pretty knowledgeable on what goes on. And I agree with him 100%. You know, PRCA should have kept their nose out of it. It's not our sanctioned rodeo. But the point of it is we've got to all stick together when it comes to entertainment. And being a pro rodeo announcer for 28 years, I've worked with some of the best in the world. And Rob's exactly right. We've seen, you know, the Bush costumes, and we've seen the Reagan costumes, and even, you know, when we were involved with having Bill Clinton there, it was a big controversy. But, you know, everybody just took it as stride. And if there's anything in the world that somebody ought to be mad about, if somebody bashing the president, it'd be Saturday Night Live and the late night shows. Leave rodeo out of it. It's just a big, it's an act.
Yes. I agree with you 100%, you know, and it really is. It's just a shame. Like I said, you know, what I've seen over the course of the last couple of days, and, you know, like I said, when we originally reported this and we got the reports on Monday, we did what we can to try not to make a knee-jerk reaction. And I believe a lot of those in rodeo, you know, the Missouri State Fair and everybody there involved, I think they made a knee-jerk reaction based on what was told by one person and their opinion, you know. And to me, that's discouraging that we accept that, you know, that's what we feed off. That's what the media feeds off of and spread is one person's opinion on it. When the reality of the situation is you take the video cameras that were there, you know, catching the same thing and the laughter and everybody else that was involved with that rodeo and how much they were entertained, not just by the barrel man, because that's not the focal point of a rodeo. The focal point is what is being created there as far as the event itself and the history of the sport.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you that it was it's just an act, and if anybody is offended by something as trivial as that, then they ought to get a life, you know, and that's my opinion. But anyway, it's been a great year for the wife and I. We've been traveling a bunch and getting ready to go to Lancaster, California for the Antelope Valley Fair and festivities down there. We just got through with Breckenridge, Colorado, and we went up there for that series, and Jerry Honeycutt put on one of the greatest little rodeos that I've ever seen up there, and my hat goes off to him and his family for what they've done there. You know, he does something I think every rodeo ought to do, and that's what I wanted to talk to you about, is he takes those fans that are basically rodeo fans that love the camaraderie of the cowboy and everything, but he takes them on a 35 to a 40-minute tour, and he calls it education behind the chutes. And I think every stock contractor and every rodeo ought to take time to do that, especially in a tourist town such as Breckenridge, Colorado.
Yes, sir. That's a absolutely great idea, you know, and we've seen some of that, but I think we should see more of that.
Well, it is, and you know, and he takes the time to answer questions and talks about all aspects of it, from the timed events clear back to the buck and shoots, and they get a tour out back and take a look at the animals. And I, you know, we've incorporated that in my wife and I have in some of the shows that we do where they allow us to do it. But I think it ought to be, you know, I don't know that there is enough of that done to educate folks about rodeo. We had one lady that was absolutely anti-rodeo, and when she got through that weekend, we had her taking riding lessons and ready to become. She went and bought boots and hats, and she's buying a saddle, and she wants a horse, and I mean, it just went nuts, you know. So anyway, my hats are off to the Honeycutt family. They did a great job up there. I was very excited to go, and you know, it was kind of a paid vacation for the wife and I, but it's the reception up there in that country for rodeo has really grown, and my hat's off to those folks.
Well, I'll tell you, Dan, we sure appreciate you calling and sharing that with us. You know, it's great to hear how some great things are coming out of rodeo and some new changes are being made in a positive light to really educate the fans and bring them closer to the sport, you know, and this lifestyle that we live and we love. So I certainly appreciate it, Dan, and look forward to look forward to hearing from you again soon.
Okay, thank you once again. If you want to comment, I'd be more than happy to accept any calls. I mean, I'm just telling you, I'm not afraid of anybody. And I'm Don Jesser, and I'm from Twin Falls, Idaho. Talk to you later.
Yes,
thanks,
sir.
For a great. Thanks for everything you do on our side of rodeo too.
We appreciate it. Thank you, Dan. All right, guys, that was Dan checking in with us here, and we certainly appreciate him, you know, taking the time out here to call and voice his opinion as well. This is what it's all about, folks. This is what we need. This is what this sport needs, is for us to be able to come together and share in one voice exactly what we feel about it. And I got to tell you, you know, it is a lifestyle, and this is what we do, and we're proud to do that. We've actually got more callers on the line, folks, so let's go ahead and jump right down here. 479, you're on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
Hey, Mason, it's Gooby.
Well, good morning or afternoon, Gooby. I'm not sure which one it is. I know you've got a busy weekend.
I got a busy, busy weekend. We just got done with a long haul, Brett and myself. You know, we went to Wisconsin, Michigan, Missouri, all within 4 days, and had a great turnout. But, you know, on everything you're talking about here within the last little bit, Brett and I was in the truck driving when social media blew up all about the Missouri Rodeo, and I got to say, it's a real big shame for the sport of rodeo.
Yeah, you know, it really is. Yeah, you hate to see that broadcasted out there, and then, you know, like I said, honestly, though, if you looked at the reality of the situation, and this is what we're trying to shed light on, Gooby, I heard the report come across on the Today Show Monday morning before our lunch hour show and started doing some significant research on it, trying to find out what exactly this deal was all about. And, you know, so we tried to talk briefly on it without trying to make a knee-jerk reaction and jump to conclusions without having all the facts. And the initial reports were that this was just so inappropriate to do this to our president, you know, the president of the United States in the position. And that's not the case because it's been done for many, many years, and not just here in rodeo, but in comedy in general. Take a look at, you know, I mean, everybody from Bill Engvall and the, you know, blue-collar guys, the, you know, the Tonight Show, and I think every late-night show has done similar things to this, probably worse, you know, and as far as cutting down our president. It's just a matter of comedy, and some people find it funny. Unfortunately, some don't. And, you know, lately, though, here in the last 24 hours, I've seen more posts of people changing the direction on it as to not being something that was not great, or, you know, it was inappropriate for the presidential position, but that it was a racist remark. And to me, I find that absolutely just above and beyond unrealistic, and, you know, that bothers me. And that's why we're still discussing it today, is to say, you know, you can't pull a racist card out of that act. There's just no way possible. I mean, there was nothing to do with racism in that act. It was a bit where a clown acts like a fool in the arena to get some chuckles out of the fans in between the bull ride, which is, you would know, is kind of the object of the game. That's what you guys get hired to do, right?
Yeah, that's right. And you know, when I first heard about it, I had mixed feelings about it because, I mean, I know that rodeo clown real well. I've heard a lot of great reviews about him. He keeps the crowd entertained. You know, he can work the barrel. He keeps the cowboys safe, which is what we're there to do. You know, and my mixed feelings was, one, okay, you've got to know your surroundings. You've got to know the territory. You know, you don't really want to make a political joke in an area that may not have the same opinions as yourself. But from what I heard in Missouri, the crowd, they laughed, they enjoyed it. You know, they had a great time. And I try to keep the political jokes out of my acts and skits as much as I can. But if I'm in an area where I know that those individuals thrive off things like that, that releases pressure, that allows them to enjoy something, they're going to get a laugh out of it. You know, I don't mind shooting that because, all in all, it's a skit. I'm there to entertain. The other side of it was, you know, when we talk about the sport of rodeo, you hear all this breaking on the news. You talk about Saturday Night Live. Well, let's talk about the main differences there. They actually use an actor that dresses up plastic makeup to look just like the individual and make that individual say things that wouldn't normally come out of the actual person. You know, that right there is way beyond what we do. But
absolutely,
what it gets down to is, you look at rodeo, how many sports theoretically will say a prayer before each event? You know, when you talk about beliefs and the powers of American values and heritage, things like that, you talk about rodeo, you add the two together, and it's the only sport that really thrives on American heritage. You know, you hear all these politicians and things like that trying to take prayer out of school, trying to take this and that, you know, trying to take your freedom of speech and stuff like that. Well, rodeo has stood strong. And to hear the PRCA and even the Missouri Rodeo Association talk about how they want nothing affiliated with this individual, and they're going to now require rodeo contract personnel to go through what's called a sensitivity training. I mean, let's be realistic here. I mean, what's a sensitivity training? Do you want us to cower down and not thrive on the values that we were raised on? Do you want us to stop the prayer? Do you want us to get rid of our beliefs? And we have more issues in the United States right now. For example, the Westboro Baptist Church going around and protesting military funerals. You know, are we wrong in the rodeo industry for saluting our veterans at almost every performance that I go to? Because, I mean, if it's okay to you know, politic and protest all the military needs and funds and things like that by an individual, and they can go to the Supreme Court and they rule on their behalf, why are we at fault for just kicking back, having a good time, and allowing people to enjoy, you know, life? It's not all about politics. It's not all about, you know, the struggles in life, the economy. Every now and then you got to step back, breathe a little bit, and enjoy life. And that's what we in rodeo do. But let's face it, rodeo, from a cowboy and cowgirls aspect, it is competition. It's a way of life. It is income. But when we put on a show, those fans come because it's entertainment. We are an entertainment industry. We're there to provide entertainment and allow individuals to have a good time. And that's the way I go into the arena, and I know that's the way every other barrelman, announcer, bullfighter goes in. If we provide entertainment, we're there to help Americans. We're there to help everyone have a great time and relieve all the pressures in the night. And that's what we need to look at.
You're absolutely right, dude. And I appreciate you calling in and voicing your opinion on that. You make some great points on that. You know, you really do. I think that we need to start focusing more on the reality of what America has become and try to find those deep-seated roots that are already instilled in the American rodeo, you know? That is just amazing. It was very well said, and I appreciate you taking the time out here to call the show and actually talk about that, man. You know, you as a barrel man, now, let me ask you, if you were approached by the Missouri State Fair, what would be your reaction to them? Would you want to go into a place like that?
You know, you don't ever want to turn down a rodeo, because you're not turning down the actual rodeo itself. You're turning down the fans, the opportunity of a good time. But I will say this, you know, rodeo, every cowboy, cowgirl, rodeo fan, committee member, anyone should know that this is a family. We're in it together. For the sake of a brother of mine that has been done wrong, and I pray the announcer doesn't retire or hang up his hat, and I hope the Tuffy doesn't either, I would turn it down. And it's not because of the fact that everything that would happen, and I wouldn't be doing it because of the individual. It would be because I'm standing behind a friend of mine, and we don't know each other personally, but, you know, it's just like all of us under the grace of God. We're brothers and sisters, whether you believe it or not, and it's your belief, just like the political thing, and I would do it, and I'd make a stand and say, you know what, I don't agree with it, and I'm not going to back down, and I'm not going to hunker down under someone else's rules, and second off, I don't feel like going through a sensitivity training. Let's face it, the bulls don't have to go through sensitivity training. They don't care how sensitive we are. So, but as far as the racial end of it goes, Scott, how many cowboys and cowgirls do you know that are African-American, that are Indian? You know, rodeo is one of those great sports where I see whites and blacks and Indians and purples and everything else, you know, together. We're not competing against each other. It's not the NFL. We don't have teams unless you're in college. You know, bull riders help each other. You're competing against the animal. You're helping each other. Some of the best bulldoggers in the world, steer wrestlers, are African Americans. I love the sport of rodeo. I love the way that, you know, it doesn't classify us as individuals. We're all cowboys and cowgirls. We're all children of God, and we love it. So all that stuff needs to be thrown out the window, but I just want to challenge everyone that's involved in rodeo. If someone approaches you, take a stance. You know, take a stance on it. Don't hunker down. Don't be afraid to express your beliefs or your opinions. You may, either way or the other, that's what's great about it, is we don't, you know, cowered down either way. But
that's
what we all need to do is, instead of letting them continue, let them continue to mediate on this, but challenge them to come really explore our sport. And that way they'll see there is no such thing as animal cruelty. They'll see how well we love, how well we take care of one another, and then the real story will get out there. So invite them to come on in. That's the best thing for us.
Very well said, Gooby. Thank you so much for taking the time out here to call our show today, man. I really appreciate it, brother. You're a great ambassador for this sport, and we certainly appreciate having you part of the Making 8 Rodeo Network, my friend. Always love following you on the rodeo trail, brother.
Hey, it's awesome. Speaking of Missouri, we're going to be at the first ever Crowder College Scholarship Rodeo, Neosho, Missouri, this weekend. Brett, myself, If you're in the area, come out and join us. It's going to be a heck of a time, and it's going to be intriguing to see what happens, being that it is in Missouri. But we'll have an awesome time. So, Scott, take care, everybody. God bless.
Yes, sir. Enjoy yourself. Thank you, Gooby. All right, guys, that is Michael Gooby Smith, and I'm telling you, what a great ambassador. Brings up some very great points here on our show today. And, man, I'm telling you, the phone lines are still ringing. If you guys want to talk to us, feel free to give us a call, 646-915-9940. Make sure to push 1 on your phone so we know you want to talk with us. And, you know, we're going to still discuss this. I mean, it is important. So we're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk more about this on our Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with the Making 8 Rodeo Network.
Thanks for listening in to KWBY, live from the Rodeo Cowboy Capital of the World.
Folks, Scott here with the Making 8 Rodeo Network, inviting you to come down to Making8Rodeo.com.
For all of your bull riding and rodeo information, come check us out and get a grip. We've got weekly radio shows, live internet video streaming, and much, much more. Also home of Bucky the Bull. So don't miss out on an opportunity to sit back with other fans like yourself. Come check us out at MakingEightRodeo.com. Get a grip.
Rodeo Safety One, manufacturing some of the best equipment for making yourself or your rodeo event the safest it can be. With bucking chute crash pads made with the toughest foam inserts from BFCI, the makers of NASCAR safety equipment. Box pads with 1.5 high density foam protection, great for marketing and advertisements during your events. Also selling the best in rodeo equipment, from bull ropes, gloves, and spurs, to Ride Right safety vests and the hottest products right now. Your rodeo logbook, great for when the IRS comes knocking on your door. Don't accept the liability. Protect the animals and cowboys at your next rodeo. For more information or packages, visit RodeoSafetyOne.com and find them on Facebook.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Makin' 8 Rodeo Network.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with the Makin' 8 Rodeo Network as we are broadcasted on Makin8Rodeo.com. If you're listening to us now, you can always go back and listen to our archive shows. They are posted there on our website. We're also broadcasting on KWBY 98.5 and 107.9 FM in Stephenville, Texas. And, you know, this has really been a great day of discussion. I appreciate all of our callers for calling in and viewing their points, you know, and raising some great awareness to what this situation has brought on for rodeo. So I want to thank everybody for calling in. And we are continuing to get phone calls. We've actually got a couple more callers on the line. Phone lines are still open, so feel free to give us a call, 646-915-9940. We are running out of time, folks, so if you want to get heard, now is the time to get on the phone, give us a call. We're going to go down to the phone line right now, 951 area code. You're on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
Yes, I think it's terrible what they're doing to this rodeo clown. I'm from California. I could expect it out here. I'm so embarrassed of my state. You know, we got kids dying overseas, and these politicians and other people don't even have the guts to stand up for this country. I mean, it's shameful. Ever since this guy's been president, everything's been racial, and everybody's tired of it. You know, well, how are we going to stay free if we don't have the guts? I'm sorry.
You're absolutely right, caller. And you certainly sound very emotional or very passionate about this. You know, I can see it. It does anger a lot of people. You know, I see where one fan may be offended by a situation like this, but without grasping the full knowledge, you know, going back and watching the video that was displayed out there, you know, they didn't even show the whole entire thing in its entirety. They cut it where they wanted you to hear those certain things that were made, you know?
Well, sure, they do that. Just like
they didn't show the other things.
Right. You know, they did the same thing. They've had nasty things about Bush and that. Nobody got upset. I mean, come on, everybody cowboy up. Quit being such sissies out
there.
Right. Matter of fact, my name's Big Wall from California, but I'm very patriotic. I'm an immigrant, came here when I was 2 years old, and it's shameful to see what's happened to this country. I'm 63 years old, and these people are turning into such sissies, and everything's got to be so politically correct. Out here in California, the schools, you can't imagine the things they're doing out here. Oh, my God, I want to get back to the U.S.,
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, I don't know how much, I don't know where that line is drawn out there, but I can tell you that Texas and Oklahoma, well, I'll tell you, they sure appreciate the patriotism and the support for our military and our country as a whole, you know, and one thing I learned as being in the military is that, you know, we serve without pride or prejudice, and that's the way I carry out on our radio programs. I believe that rodeo does the same thing. However, you always have to make light of a sad situation, and it is a sad time to be in this country and to have to go through some of the things that we have to go through every day. So I certainly agree with you, and I appreciate you taking the time out here to call our show.
Well, let me tell you something. I, for fun, I DJ, and I've DJed for the Marines at Pendleton out here at the VFWs, American Legion. I volunteer a lot. 1967, I went down to join the Army, and I had a bad eye, and they wouldn't take me. But, you know, I love this country, and I'm an American. I'm not Dutch-American. Yeah. I'm American-Dutch. But God bless America, and I'll let you go. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you, Dan, for your, thank you, sir, for your time, and we certainly appreciate it. You know, man, I will tell you, this is really interesting. Like I said, we are certainly raising some pretty interesting questions, some comments about this. And, man, you know, folks are passionate about it. And I got to tell you, I agree, you know. We got another caller here, so let's go down here. 620 area code, you're on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
Yeah, hi, Scott. My name's Scott, and I'm a rodeo announcer from Kansas.
Yes, sir. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good, and I just wanted to call in and let you know how disgusted I am by this whole subject. I mean, the fact that this was even brought into national attention is just absolutely egregious. This kind of parody has been done since this country was founded, and the fact that it's now brought to light, and the liberals are trying to now pull this into a race baiting situation, which it clearly was not. I've watched the video countless times, and it's nothing that hasn't been done since rodeo's been going on.
Yes, sir. I gotta agree. That was the interpretation that I received out of it as well, and I believe there were many others. I actually listened to a media report. Sean Kennedy was actually on the Fox segments and actually bringing on two representatives from different areas, and both of them were black. And one of them had a really kind of shocked me, had an entirely different view on that. You know, this was not a racial issue. Maybe you know, it could have been offensive to certain people, but not in the regards of a racist issue, you know. As a political, you know, Democrat, Republican, sure, it's like the Army Navy, you know, you're always going to have your discrepancies, or you know, Oklahoma, Kansas, because I'm here in Oklahoma and you're from Kansas. I know the rivalry between the college football. You know, you can't get everybody to agree on everything. Am I right?
Absolutely. I saw that segment on Hannity, and that was an absolutely great segment, and I think Hannity did a good job in debating with both of the gentlemen. And the one gentleman said that you can't cherry pick and pick out what you want to call racial and what you want to leave alone. And this is exactly
right.
What happened in this situation.
Absolutely. Well, Scott, I want to tell you, I certainly appreciate you taking the time out here to call the show, my friend, there again, you know, I believe that everybody is on the same page when it comes down to it. You know, obviously, I think some folks out there made some knee-jerk reactions that I think may have kind of caused some harm and caused more of an uproar than what the situation could have evolved, you know, or really should have been. It should have just been done and over with by Monday. But unfortunately, other people made a knee-jerk reaction, creating a turmoil.
Well, I tell you, Scott, on my behalf of myself, and I know a whole lot of other people through following through Facebook, I'm really disappointed in the PRCA stance that they condemned this rodeo clown and called him un-American. Now, they've had some very big names in the world of professional rodeo who have stepped up to the plate in defense of this guy and in defense of our freedom of speech in general. Because if they go on the route that they're going, then they're going to start censoring clowns, they're going to start censoring barrel men, and then we don't know what we're going to be allowed to say and who's going to be condemned, who's going to lose a job, who's going to lose a career over this whole kind of thing. I mean, we're smart enough to know what we can and cannot say. And, you know, if you can't tell a political satire joke out in the world, then I don't know what this country's coming to.
Yes, sir. You're absolutely right, Scott. Well, listen, I'm going to let you go, but I want to thank you for taking the time out here to call the show. I appreciate you, your voice and your opinions, my friend.
Thanks. You have a good one.
Absolutely. You too. Well, guys, we are starting to wind down here towards the end of this Lunch Hour Rodeo show. And, man, how exciting was this? This really explains a lot, and you get a lot of people are passionate about this topic, you know, as well we should be. And, you know, like I said, we had lined up, we were going to do a huge PBR deal, but, you know, this is a topic that I think needs to be addressed. It needs to be brought out there within the rodeo. And I think that you folks that are here listening in today need to share this on your wall. Take this. It's archived. You guys can copy and paste the link, post it on your pages, and say, listen, this is the real voice. This is what rodeo is all about. We need to get this out here. We want to share this with others. And I can't thank you all enough for tuning in here today or picking up the phone and calling us. And absolutely love the discussion. I really do, obviously, from Rob Smets to some of these fans that have called in, announcers, barrelmen. You know, we are a true family out here, and we have to stick together. You know, if we're divided, it's going to create an uproar. And that's exactly what I believe has happened over the course of the last few days. So, there again, that is just my opinion on it. But, hey, you know, I'm only one person. And, you know, you take my opinions and my views for what they are. I want to encourage that. But there are some very strong points, and I certainly appreciate everybody for taking the time out. Now, as always, here on our Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, folks, we always like to leave you with a cowboy logic. And, you know, normally I'll go through and try to do a little research to find something for you. But, you know, today with the topic of discussion here on our show, I think that there could be nothing more fitting than, you know, when things are brought out there, you know, in your life and your situations, don't make knee-jerk reactions. Stop and think for a minute. Look at the entire picture before you make a decision. That's what we've tried to do here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. That's why we're still discussing it on a Thursday afternoon after this event took place near a week ago. That's why we brought it up, because we did not want to make knee-jerk reactions. We've seen so many others that are doing that, and now it seems to me that they're just reaching because they don't have a legitimate foundation to justify their actions, you know, and their voice on one thing. They're having to change it and make it another. And to me, that's wrong, folks. That's what's wrong with America. And I will tell you this. When you listen to our show and you listen to the intro, you'll hear John Wayne say the Pledge of Allegiance. You know, they took it out of our schools. They take it, you know, they take things like this away from us. But, you know, the freedom of speech that we have, you have a choice not to listen, but we have a choice also to err what we choose. And that is why you'll hear that Pledge of Allegiance with one nation under God. You know, that's what rodeo is, my friends, and that's what we are here to do on our Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Tomorrow we will be getting down to the Bill Ford Tough Series. We are going to be going down to Tulsa. Round one kicks off tomorrow night. Going to be exciting. Making 8 Radio Network will be there. Make sure to stay tuned to all of our radio broadcasts from 11 to 12 Central Time right here on making8radio.com. Follow us on Facebook or on Twitter, Twitter at Making 8 or Facebook at Making 8 Network. We want to hear from you guys. Appreciate everybody for supporting us. Hey, let's keep this thing rolling. Let's keep that tradition alive. It is rodeo, folks, where the road goes on forever and the party never ends. Until tomorrow, fans, have a great day.
Wild horses and honky-tonking bars drive the man to chase gold buckles and guitars. I don't do it for the money. I can't blame the fame. It's been a long, hard ride. Still, I saddle up just the same. I'm rolling right along. Sky above is blue. I got the winter rolled down and I'm listening to Chris LeDoux. Half a can of caffeine running through my veins. Riding rain or shine and I'm never pulling back the reins. Now you may not see me on your TV. I'm seldom heard on your radio. But if you're looking, you might just find me somewhere between the road and the rodeo.